Here is David Pribot and Rhonda from the website team and www.debian.org. It's alive.
Thank you. So, thanks for coming. And I want to talk to you about the website, so www.debian.org. Yeah. There are many website stuff on Debian, the wiki, many others. And this one is the first contact point, especially for our users. And it contains also many documentation for us and many links, of course, to the other services. And what it is? Kind of a big stuff, actually, because it used to be everything on www.debian.org. For example, let's start with some numbers. So there are huge number of pages. Those pages, 5,500, are only the first language pages, mostly in English for most of them. Only a few pages have the first language in French, where it is about the French localization group. Easier to say localization than the other word. There is not only French, because there are 36 languages available. Japanese, German, and Spanish, and 35 others again. So with all these translations, we have almost 30,000 pages on the website. So not every pages are translated in every languages, but some languages are translated from 95% of the website, and a few languages have only one page translated. So it's really different. I think the Spanish is about 45%, so it's very good, and it can be improved again. So it's kind of a big stuff. Yes, I've been around 100,000 commits, and sorry?
Just recently.
Yes, and we just recently arrived.
Yes, we just recently passed the mark of 100,000 commits. I think it goes back to 1994, if I'm not completely wrong. So every commit since then is stored in CVS.
Yes, and we are going to talk about CVS soon. There have been around 300 contributors. 200 is the number of the current contributors on the, of the website, but there have been around 100 more contributors that are not playing with us anymore. And it makes it like a kind of a big project and quite scary, actually, to when you first come in. So, like Rhonda said, it begins in 1994, something like that. And it has been used in a and it's still in WML sources. WML is kind of HTML with Perl stuff around. There are WML typical commands, but many of us don't even know how to do code in WML, so we use some hooks to do what we want to do in Perl, but other languages can be used. We have some Python script on the website for a few pages. And everything is done in a CVS repository. Well, after the few talks, the two precedent talks, yeah, we are kind of the old guys in Debian that are still using CVS. But it's not that bad. I'll be back to that in two slides. It's built every 4 hours. So if you add a page, if you fix a page, if you add a new translation, it will be available in more or less 2-3 hours. If you're lucky, less. If you're unlucky, it can be 5 hours. And some of these pages are actually automatically rebuilt. Like, for example, the WNPP pages, data are picked from the Debian Bug Tracker, the BTS, to have up-to-date data offered on the static pages. So it's quite easy to see. There are no JavaScript or PHP stuff around. Everything static. We, in order to have the website up to date, we have a translation. Excuse me. Sorry. We have a translation check on every page to be sure that the translation is either up to date. If it is not up to date, it is shown to our users, and we can mail our translators to say, "Hey-o, you have a translation to update." So we can follow every single pages of the website, and we also do daily validations run to make sure that every pages are correct, and if they are not, the people that are responsible of the language actually are aware that there is something to do. And behind this it looks like old stuff, but it really is up to date because some of the documentation, for example, built from the DDP, packages that are built from the DDP, new maintainer guide, the release notes. So those kind of documentation are already built at their last versions. And some other, like the Debian policy, the Debian reference, developer reference, for sure, is extracted from the package. So when a new package arrives, the policy, last up-to-date policy, is displayed on the website. It doesn't need any end, so it works. Well, the website with these 5,000 and counting pages, actually, hierarchy in many different directories. For example, bugs contains the BTS documentation. CD, distrib, and releases contains in many different places lots of information about our CD. And one of our to-do, one of the thing we want to make is take together all of those pages to make it more useful for our users. And recently we gave with Notice Steve Sledge commit access, so he can help us. Maybe we'll see that later. And I didn't list everything, but the things that are quite moving are the events and news parts, because when there is a new Debian project news that happens every 2 weeks, we add this page on the website. There are some other press releases, like we have done already some during DevConf and DevCamp. And the security part is also moving, because almost every day we have a new DSA and a new page on the website that can be translated, and that is usually translated currently in Danish, Japanese, and French. Maybe updated quite often. And lots of other pages that we are taking care of, thanks to the help of many contributors. For example, in the ports part, Samuel Thibault is taking care a lot of the ERD port and is often updating the related pages. Thanks. So why CVS? Why didn't we move away from CVS? Well, first, it works. And it works fine for what we do with it. It works fine because actually we don't have huge requirements. We don't want to do crazy revert, remerge, branches. All we do is online. And using CVS, well, maybe you don't remember, but it's not that hard. You do an update, you edit your file, you make a diff just to see what are you really changing, just to make sure you didn't make any mistake. And you commit the file. It's quite straight. There's no rebase, remerge. And actually, it is for non-technical contributors, it can be quite an easier workflow than one with Git, but we're working on it too. And actually, there is another thing we are using from CVS, is the translation check is directly linked to the CVS version. When we add a new version in English, for example, one file that is 1.10, you update this file, it becomes 1.11, and every translation that is up to date with the 1.10 English version, that's crazy, I can't even explain that it's easy stuff. Can you try it, please?
Yeah, we note down in the translation check header of the files which was the last translated CVS version. And given that CVS versions, when you commit a new file, just increase by a number of one, you can easily calculate how many commits you are behind with your translation and see easily you're behind three commits. There's so many things to translate and keep up to date to make the file current again.
Thanks. So what we did recently, you may remember how the website looked like before. So this one. Yeah. So 2 years ago we had a website, and 10 years before, it was quite the same website, actually. So we had we thought, it looks rusty. It looks like there's some dust about it, some dust on top of it. And so when Squeeze was released, we make it, let's do it. And we finally managed to talk, maybe, to do some new stuff about it. We changed kind of a lot of stuff. You may remember it because we had lots of messages about it. Oh, you did something. Oh, it's not dead. And the website is alive. And the funny thing when we switched to this new theme, we had quite some work because there were some hard-coded hacks stuff around, and we had to fix lots of files. So we had to prepare the new design with a test host. But you, thanks to Rhonda, who made a lot of this work. So
yes, several years ago I stumbled upon the proposal from Carlo Söderman, and he had it already in patches. So being a hacker, it's quite useful to work with patches. So we are used to work with that, and it worked for the website pretty well. I did put it up on a test site, applied the patches, And there were some tiny bits that we had to tweak along, and to make it really happen, we thought we need something better to be able to work on it. So actually what I did was import all the CVS history into a Git repository, which is quite large given with the 100,000 commits from well over, I think it's now 14 years or even more. And that's quite some history that you have to import. And I updated this CVS import every now and then. We created an extra branch for it in Git and worked explicitly on that branch, merged from the main branch every now and then to have current data. And that way, with the two branches in Git, we managed to prepare the patch for the main website to get it back into CVS. It took us several months to get there, but the surprise went well. People really enjoyed it. When Squeeze was released, we were able to also release the new look of the website, and not even just on W3 Debian.org, but also on the wiki, on the
lots of services,
yes,
actually.
Some other sites too. So it was quite a lot of work, but it was important to show people that it's possible to get changes into the W3 website, and that the web team is alive, and that we are able to make changes and willing to do so.
Yeah, thanks. And when we switched it, just before we switched it, we some of new contributors arrived, like I did actually, and also Francesca Ciceri and Kurt Olsen. I hope I pronounced it right.
Kurt was a quite long-standing translator at that time already. He's working on a Danish translation quite tireless. Also Tafit was working really hard on the French translation side, and I'm very happy that I managed to get them into the webmaster team for making this happen.
And one of the other recent achievements, we mention it because it's a long-standing issue, and I think Simon Payard began to do it, or was one of the person who began to do it, I don't know, 5 years ago? Around?
Probably
a few years ago.
Ages.
Ages. Simon started, Simon is another of the webmaster of the team, started to make every French pages in UTF-8, because we used to have a char set for every language. And it began to be quite a headache for every pages that are available in various languages, with part of English, part of translated data. For example, the internal the pages about the localizations. And we finally managed to finish this last step thanks to lots of help from Francesca and Cole, who were in contact with many of the translation coordinators. We recently, a few months ago, managed to push the last remaining languages to TF8, and it's quite nice because it makes a lot easier to add some new pages, new scripts on the website. You don't have to bother about the various languages, the various char sets that can be used. And what we are trying to do now, among other stuff, but the big stuff, is to change the license of the website. So, this one, there is a bug report from 9 years ago who asked what the OPL license that we use we used actually on the website is not compatible with our guidelines, with our own guidelines. So it prevents us to pick part of the data on the website, to put them on our own packages. It was bad. And we are currently on the way to ask every contributor of the website to agree with the new license. We agreed on XPath or GPL2 plus license. And we are, Simon did a lot of work about it. We have already 150 contributors among the current 200 that already agreed, and about 50 we are still looking for who don't still answer our mails, but we'll manage it.
Yes, some people haven't really responded yet. Most of them that are outstanding haven't responded yet. There were no clear objections to it, as far as I know, but I'm not really involved in that process. So I think it will happen eventually.
Yeah,
hopefully soon.
Cool. And thanks to all of us who already replied to us with the agreement, anyway. And one of the usual thing we have to do is to maintain documentation. And thanks to everyone involved, for example, Don is involved in the bug tracking system. He's also updating the bugs part of the website with the BTS documentation. I already mentioned Samuel, who takes care of the Earth port, and many, many, many more. I can't cite everyone. And what's next? Lots of people are telling us that, I don't want to play with the website, it's an old crappy CVS, we want some brand new Git repository. It's possible. That's what we did for the switch to the new design. So there are some things that are possible. There are some bottlenecks. We need to resolve the issue with the transition check, but we already have some ideas. All we need
is someone with a fair amount of Git knowledge who is able to convince us that submodules would be not a pain for the translators, and that it's possible. We need to find a way that it's still possible to just check out the preferred language they want to translate in English next to each other and things like that, so they don't have to carry the whole archive. Some possibilities are there. I'm not sure how it would work with shallow clones. The Git knowledge within the website team is on a base level rather, but I think to make it really happen, you have to have quite a lot of deeper Git knowledge to be able to improve things speed-wise with that big history and that lot of commits. So it really works out in the end. We are really looking forward to people that approach us and would help us make this happen. And not just people, yes, please move to Git, but we would want to, but we need some people that are helping us along that way.
Yeah, and one thing that is important is we have to keep a workflow simple. Make sure the step to help us in the website doesn't need to have lots of technical knowledge. We are happy in the website. Two of our five webmasters are actually non-uploading Debian developers. And it's quite a huge number, because there are only five non-uploading developers currently in Debian. And two of them are working hard on the website. So that's very nice. And we would welcome many other non-uploading developers. So those non-uploading developers, some of them are You wanted maybe someone with gang wars?
Okay, I hope you hear me. I've been told I don't talk too loud, so
just
hope you hear me. That's okay. Wouldn't that be a good topic for a Google Summer of Code? I know that GSOC is mostly about coding, but I think in this project of moving to Git, there is some coding involved, such as the translation check and all that kind of things.
Yes, you're absolutely right. It might be a good idea to get this into Google Summer of Code if we don't manage to find someone by next year, early spring. We probably will submit it to Google Summer of Code. Hopefully someone will sign up for that and be interested. It's a great idea. We should pursue it. It's just not the right time of the year currently because it's midterm right now, I think. Yeah.
We would also need to find a tutor.
You could do it.
I do that all year, actually.
So, nothing new for you.
It's holidays, summer, oh, come on. Yes, and welcome new contributors. Yeah, the thing we could have. And if you want to help, we have actually a pretty long to-do list, more than 100 and 150 items and counting, so there are work for everyone. There are some teeny ones, some that need some script knowledge.
There are also probably quite a lot of duplicates still out there, which simply could get merged. And I think the amount is huge enough to find a lot of bugs that are already fixed since a long time, but no one really noticed. So everyone is encouraged to look at our bugs and also work on them.
Yeah, I think almost 50 of them are about the packages.debian.org frontend, which is a little bit different, but some of us know more about it. And for those who care, there is actually on the bug tracking system, we made it like some packages. And how do I say that?
Yeah, we started to use user tags and user categories to categorize the bugs for ourselves to make the overview easier. So we have content-related, design-related, scripts-related, and packages, website-related. And some still untagged, but it helps with the overview. And if you just want to work on specific issues, like on the CSS files, style sheets, you can just take a look at the design-related bugs.
Yes. So, I think we're done with the presentation, but we would welcome some questions, comments, tomatoes, mud, no, well, whatever.
I might feel ashamed because you may have mentioned that. How about the switch to the use of PO files for translation instead of WML?
That would be also a very nice improvement.
A second Google Summer of Code then.
Yeah, maybe we could have two students working on that. And actually, if we manage to move to PO file to handle translation, we don't care anymore about the translation check sort of hack we have on the website, and it will be a double improvement, actually.
So only one Google Summer of Code then.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it might be depending on how we try to approach the things and how we envision how much work it would be, it might need 2 students, but we have to look at it. There are some concerns, at least from my side, with respect to switching to PO files, which I think you are aware of when you have read the threads on the W3 mailing lists that popped up every now and then, which I really would like to have addressed. Some of them are not strong objections, but I care a lot about the website. I'm maintaining it since several years now, but if I find a convincing argument, I'm all for it.
Okay, here's another question, but I will try to translate.
Quiero sugerirles la creación de unos botones donde el usuario seleccione si le gusta o no le gusta la página y que diga por qué.
He wants to suggest that you put some buttons there so the user can decide if he likes it or dislike the website.
No, the Facebook button.
Like Facebook.
Oh, some like it button. Well, I think that is a clear objection from most parts of the web team, because it would be playing into organization that is seen controversial across the developer body in Debian as a whole.
Yeah, but tracking, yeah. We had a better feature last year about tracking our users.
There was just recently, 1 or 2 years ago, a discussion about having Flutter buttons on Planet Debian, and there was brought a policy up that there were quite big concerns about user tracking, who's looking at Planet Debian, because it's including a image from a third party site and code from a third party site, JavaScript code that is run in your browser, which is not coming from Planet Debian, and with I like it buttons on the Debian website, it would be even more that. It would be JavaScript coming from Facebook on the Debian website, and a lot of people will object to that for privacy reasons.
Yeah, I think you have two objectors in front of you. So.
Any more questions?
Related with Christian's question about to use PO files, there are currently PO files in the website for certain things. What's the limitation to use it for all the website and not just for to replace in translations?
The places the PO files now are used is for things like index pages or the navigation, which appears on multiple parts of the website, which appears for the data, the date in front of the security advisories and things like that, which is just a part of the website which gets used multiple times. For the website as whole, I'm a bit, well, I don't know all the PO file translation things, but I'm a bit worried that it might be quite long strings tend to be hard to translate, and if there are only a few words changed within, most PO file translation tools aren't able to cope with that and highlight it properly. The current approach is that we sort of limit the lines to 18 characters, and you see And we try to convince people to not reschedule, to not move around parts of if they just change a word within, that they don't rewrap all the lines, so the translators see just in this line something has changed. And if there's a lengthy string for a paragraph of about 6 or 7 lines, it might be hard to spot the difference. But of course, that's a job for the correct tool. The next thing would be to have all the strings next to each other, because in some languages you might squeeze some paragraphs together and translate it as a whole thing and not put a break in between. You might shuffle around paragraphs with lists, put something behind it, things like that. I'm uncertain how they would work with PO files they are used usually.
Yeah. One thing to say also is that PO files currently used on the website, it's a kind of a homemade solution for very specific tasks. So it would be a bad idea to use the same homemade system for all the website. We will need, I think, to start fresh with a proper tool, like, for example, PO4A, that already has a proper module to do that. And even if it isn't yet, we can improve this module to make it right. There are solutions that have to be pushed to the end.
I would invite Nikolai, who is PO4A maintainer, to approach us and help us with moving forward that part.
Yep.
Yeah, right now he's sleeping in Europe, but...
Any question?
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks everyone. Thanks everyone for listening, for sharing your thought, for staying with us until the end. Hey, mom.
Thanks for being here.
My first time on TV. Maman, c'est moi. Thank you.